Let's get to our guest, Phil Palumbo, founder, CEO, and CIO at Palumbo Wealth Management. So we were musing about a dead cat or a cat with nine lives. I think the thinking today, and it has been the case of late, is that even if this is a dead cat bounce, maybe I'll participate because it could be as much as 10 to 12%. Is that something that you like? Is that wise? Does dollar cost averaging kind of smooth that out a bit, or just avoid it?
Yes. For me, the key thing is, when is the market going to bottom and when is interest rates going to go up? Because interest rates are controlling everything. And the answer to that is when the Fed pivots. So is the Fed pivoting, or is he about to pivot? And the answer is absolutely not. And he's telling us he's not going to pivot until he gets inflation to levels where he wants inflation to be. And
well, let me ask you this. What if bond yields start to move down? Is that a precursor to the pivot? And, you know, we did see yields move down a little bit.
It's a potential precursor, but it doesn't, rates move up and rates move down day to day. Same thing with the stock market, moves up and moves down. But at the end of the day, inflation's not controlled yet. So until inflation's controlled, the Fed's not going to pivot. As long as the Fed's not going to pivot, rates can still move upward unless there's true signs of a recession. And then you'll see intermediate term bonds and long term bonds turn down, but turn down for a bad reason, not a good reason, right? And that's more of a recession, which means stocks have to go lower. So this is a bear market rally. It's nothing more than that. So investors shouldn't get too excited.
Phil, why do people still hold on to this whole notion of there being a pivot next year, given even when you get to the inflation data reinforcing the task in hand?
It's wishful thinking. And that's why, you're seeing these bear market rallies and you're seeing investors hop on these rallies because they're expecting the Fed to pivot. The market participants are not taking the Fed seriously, but the Fed is serious.
Phil, you know, in an atmosphere that we have at the moment, where do you actually, if you have to put your money, where do you go?
Well, we believe in a balanced approach, right? So we use gold, commodities, and treasuries and stocks in order to build an overall balanced approach. We are heavy in cash right now coming into 2022. We are still holding the cash position with the plan to dollar cost average on the next leg down. Other than that, in terms of relative outperformance, you're going to see relative outperformance in the staples, healthcare areas, and energy relative to some of the more high beta type sectors within the overall market. But overall, you know, where we are, there's really nowhere to hide except for energy, which is really only because of the price of oil and where we've seen that go in because of the war with Russia and Ukraine. So it's really difficult to hide anywhere in this type of a market.
I mentioned that it's difficult to find recession in the earnings reports. When you look at them, they're all basically saying, yeah, well, you know, things are, we're worried about perhaps the future, but they don't look that bad. Does that trouble the bears, or does it just mean that, well, it's coming, it's just going to be further out, and that makes it even worse?
Mm-hmm. I'm not a perma bear, and you know, I want this market to be get back into the bull market territory more than anybody. The reality is that Nike and FedEx and Walmart and Target, so there are many companies that have a dire outlook and had a dire outlook. So it's not really true that earnings are so great, number one. And number two, what the Fed is embarking on, people have to understand, it takes anywhere from 9 to 12 months to really start to get entrenched into the economy. We're about 6.5 months into it from his first raise in March. So this takes time to unfold into an overall economy, number one. And number two, there's a good chance the Fed is going to overdo this. This is one of the fastest increase in rates that we've seen in a very, very, very long time. And with that, you can get quick blow-ups in certain situations, whether it's a hedge fund or a bank. So a lot could still happen that investors have to be cautious. So to go back to where do you hide? And that's why being defensive here is still the right way to invest, just to wait and see how this plays out.
Rich?
Yep, absolutely. And you know, you wait and see how it plays out, but then you can miss the bus. But I guess there's no point trying to catch a falling knife, right?
Yeah, well, this is important, right? So when you think about it from an investment perspective, everybody performed very, very well in stocks over the past 10 years, over the past 3 years, right before 2022. So we've all made a lot of money. And I keep on saying this all the time. So what if you miss the boat a bit? You've done so well. We took risk off the table. We took profits. And now we're just sitting back because we're going through a scenario that we have not seen in multiple, multiple decades. And in that type of situation, I don't see why investors should have any problem with being playing defense here rather than offense.
Well, some people will want to get out in front of what they think eventually will happen, that inflation is coming down. In fact, if you look at CPI, there's a huge chunk of it, about a third in owner's equivalent rent, which nobody really pays. It's a sort of theoretical lagging figure because you can see now that housing prices are coming off. Yet it takes a while for that to get reflected in those numbers. So you could play that and maybe get out in front of eventually as a Fed pause.
Yeah, so a couple things, right? So the inflation data, I believe inflation has peaked. And it's not a question of that call of making that call of inflation peaking is not what's important to me. What's important is where are we going to settle in at? Are we going to settle in at 6, 5, 4? And how long will it be until we settle in on that, right? Because a 4% average inflation, by the way, is still a very high inflation print. And right now our CPI is at 8, 8.5. So you're right about the lagging in terms of private rental markets. That's come down. Housing's come down. So you're right. That is lagging. It's 30% of that CPI number. But even when you start to factor that into the equation, where CPI and CPI end up at, and what does that look like going forward? So that's a big concern of mine as I think about things.
Phil, thank you so much for your time. Phil Palumbo, their founder and chief executive, as well as CIO at Palumbo Wealth Management.